Chip Roy, Hakeem Jeffries acknowledged Democrats are at war with the American people. By Jeff Poor on April 23, 2026. During an appearance on Wednesday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, reacted to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' DNY declaration of being in an era of maximum warfare and his call to apply pressure on Republicans in every single state. According to Roy, who is also running for Texas Attorney General, it was proof Democrats were at war with Americans. "All right, congressmen, so the Democrats say, you guys started it," host Laura Ingram said. "You started it in Texas, and they're just responding. To that you say?" Roy replied, "Well, first of all, thanks for pointing out exactly what Hakeem Jeffries said today. Essentially, acknowledging that they are at war with us. They are at war with the American people, and they're acting like it. And look, you can't win a war that you don't acknowledge exists. And Republicans need to start acting like it. And, look, earlier, Texas did recognize it. And Texas said, look, California is way out of sorts. Illinois is way out of sorts. There's not a single Republican representing all of New England. So we took matters in our hands to say that Texas, a very solidly Republican state, should be sending more Republican representatives to Washington. That's a reasonable thing for Texas to do. Virginia, and by the way, we did that with districts that don't look anything like what we saw, where you had Virginia say that they were going to let basically, you know, a million Karens in Arlington and Alexandria represent two-thirds of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's what we're going to be dealing with if that Virginia Supreme Court doesn't do what I expect them to do, Laura, which is to actually follow the Constitution of Virginia. Follow the law and strike this down," he continued. The lower court was correct. The Virginia Supreme Court has the opportunity now to recognize what our mutual friend Ken Cuccinelli, the former AG of Virginia, has been saying, which is, it's violative of multiple aspects of the Constitution, not the least of which was ignoring an intervening election. Ignoring the fact that you can't just put it in a random session that was had a very narrow purpose on the budget. And numerous other problems, including the text of the referendum itself. So, let's hope they get it right, and then Republicans need to step up. And you're exactly right about John Thune, let's deliver on the Save America Act, Roy added. Let's deliver and don't be black-pilled. We're going to win this November if we lead and keep delivering alongside the president. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.